Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, your trusted source for local news, community buzz, and the occasional weather-fueled mood swing. I'm Jesse Steele, and yes, I have already had coffee, and yes, I might be talking too fast. Today, we're rolling through stories from the deserts to the peaks. Caltrans and the National Park Service are getting their hands dirty in Death Valley. Mammoth's 4th of July celebration is heating up. Juneteenth is bringing free national park access, and Mono County wants you to camp like a pro. Not like a lost tiger from a reality show. All this brought to you by today's sponsor, Great Basin Bakery, home of carbs so good they should probably be regulated. And hey, it's also National Fudge Day, so feel free to double down on your sugar and tell your dentist we said sorry. The National Park Service and Caltrans have joined forces on a major restoration project in Death Valley's Furnace Creek area. The creek, home to many endemic species, including snails, crustaceans, and insects, is a historic part of the region. The initiative has helped to rebuild the vital water systems in an effort to return the creek to its previous state. This project involves switching homes, hotels, and campgrounds to well water, removing outdated spring boxes, and rerouting water away from Highway 190, enhancing both the natural flow of the creek and visitor safety. Thanks to these efforts, Furnace Creek is flowing nearly 20% of its historic length in its natural channel. June 19th will be a fee-free day at Death Valley National Park in observance of Juneteenth National Independence Day. This includes free entrance for vehicles, motorcycles, and pedestrians. Though camping and other fees still apply, park rangers are advising visitors to acclimatize to the extreme heat, stay in your vehicles after 10 a.m., pack hats, and shade hydrate often. Eat salty snacks and stick to paved roads. Popular stops including Badwater Basin, Zabriskie Point, and Dante's View, with longer hikes available at higher, cooler elevations. Despite the heat in June, it's still a great time to experience Death Valley, and this provides a great opportunity to get out there and explore the beauty of the Eastern Sierra. If your morning routine needs a little more yum and a little less meh, it's time to reroute to Great Basin Bakery in Bishop. That's right, fresh baked everything, every single day, from scratch, no shortcuts, just carbs, coffee, and pure joy. Whether you're craving a classic bagel, one of their legendary sandwiches, or a cookie that could cause an existential crisis, they've got you. Oh, and sourdough, let's just say it's got more personality than some people we know. Great Basin Bakery, made local, loved local, and worth getting out of bed for. Located just off Main Street in Bishop, or out at the Rite Aid Shopping Center. Well, it used to be Rite Aid Shopping Center. Go get yourself something warm, flaky, and slightly life-changing. Thanks to popular demand, VIP tickets for the Mammoth Lakes 4th of July celebration are selling quickly. The parade this year is one you don't want to miss, with Grand Marshals Chris Benchetler and Kimmy Fasani. But why not take your experience to the next level? Enjoy a shaded viewing area with beer, soft drinks, and a 4th of July themed lunch, all while being front and center to the 4th of July festivities. If you're aiming to secure VIP perks for the big day, it's best not to wait. These tickets sold out last year, and you don't want to miss out on this year's fun. I'll be speaking at this, by the way. Come check it out. With summer heating up, Mono County officials are encouraging campers to camp like a pro to minimize impacts and ensure safety. The core message emphasizes responsible camping. Pack in what you pack out, respect fire restrictions, follow designated site rules, and plan ahead to preserve the region's natural beauty for everyone. As a part of the initiative, Mono County has released a website and app with the information needed to camp like a pro, including maps, guidance on where to camp legally, up-to-date alerts and fire restriction information, and direct links to campfire permits. Additionally, Mono County is partnering with the White Bark Institute to release a video series focusing on information about fire safety and campfire awareness. Let's do what we can to protect our region and preserve it for years to come. Speaking of fire safety, our very own Nate Malloy recently did a video about how to prevent wildfires. Let's show some of that right here.
Early November. But as we've seen, particularly this year, there really is no fire season anymore. So now what we refer to is the fire year. There's either peak fire year or base fire year.
That was David Acuna, battalion chief for CAL FIRE. David has been working fighting fire for about 20 years in several different organizations throughout California.
All right, thanks for that, Nate. Absolutely gold. Watch more of that at EasternSierraNow.com or on any of our socials. Want to know the secret to becoming a local legend without running for city council or climbing Mount Whitney in flip-flops? Support Eastern Sierra Now on Patreon. You'll get behind-the-scenes content, early access to videos, and the satisfaction of knowing you're helping independent media thrive in the Eastern Sierra. That's right, no corporate filters, No big city nonsense, just local news made by locals for locals. Join the ESN family at patreon.com/easternsierranow. Your support helps us keep the cameras rolling, story flowing, and the Wi-Fi paid for. We're back to our upcoming events section of the show, so let's take a look at what's ahead of us this week. Starting off strong, Kids Summer Series is back in Mammoth at the Minaret Cinemas, providing an inexpensive opportunity to watch previously released PG films with your kids. This week, Illumination's Migration is playing today through Wednesday at 11 a.m. Buy the series pass for $6.50 to see each film once a week, or experience the event for $2.50 at the door, and snack discounts are available for that full movie experience. Next up, Distant Brewing is continuing their weekly tradition with open mic night tonight starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Inyo County Health and Human Services is hosting their Elder Abuse Awareness Bingo at the Bishop Senior Center beginning at 1:30 p.m. Also tomorrow, Not Your Grandma's Bingo will be held at Warming Hut with funds supporting Mono County Search and Rescue. Registration for the event will begin at 5 p.m. Mammoth Brewing is holding its weekly trivia night contest tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday at the Blue Heron Farm, learn about soil health and testing starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Sierra Land Trust will also be holding a pollinator garden mixer to celebrate National Pollinator Week on Wednesday, beginning at 4 p.m. Also, taking place this Wednesday, the Walking Water Sun Grazer online event will take place virtually beginning at 6 p.m. to support the Lake to Lake Community Fund, in addition to the performing artists of the evening. Lastly, Distant Brewing and Eastern Sierra Pool will hold their weekly pool tournament on Wednesday, beginning at 6 p.m. It looks like we have a lot to look forward to this week, but if you want to learn more about these events, just more than just staying in the loop, check out easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Hey, Mammoth Riders, your two-wheeled playground is calling. Grab your helmet, leave your bad vibes behind. The Mammoth Bike Park is officially open for the season, and while we're still waiting on the elusive Pro Zone to pop, patience, thrill seekers. There's plenty to shred already. The park has kicked off with a solid opening. Lower Mountain Terrain is live with Discovery Chair 11 dropping in this Friday, June 20. So shuttle access only for now. Currently, the pro trails remain under wraps. As of now, there are 13 trails open across beginners to expert levels, but the turbocharged pro trails with mandatory drops and zero ride arounds are still offline. So whether you're gently bleeding into the sport or carving berms like a pro, or almost, anyway, Mammoth's got space for everyone. Stay tuned for the Pro Trail updates, but until then, let's just call it Procrastination Zone and have fun with it. See you on the dirt.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're gonna be met with state-of-the-art care. You're gonna be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
All right, as always, this Eastern Sierra Sports Report is proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the lanes are smooth, the burgers are juicy, and the post-game celebration, it's always welcome. While we're still tracking down final scores and highlight reels from our local leagues, here's your friendly reminder that sports are happening all around the Eastern Sierra, and you can be a part of it, whether you're lacing up for summer softball under the Bishop Lights, squeezing in a nine-hole challenge in the late Mammoth Sun, or joining up with a local biking club for a group ride. This is your season to stay active. The fields, fairways, and trails are open, and the mountains make every workout feel like a postcard. If you're out there playing, coaching, reffing, or just cheering from the sidelines, we want to hear from you. Tag Eastern Sierra Now on social media. Send us your recap, scores, photos, or wild pop fly stories. We'd love to include your team or club in a future segment. And hey, local businesses, you want to support the community while getting your name out there? Sponsor a segment. The weather, the bike report, even the MVP of the softball league. We're starting to do a climbing report. We're working on a page for that. You want to be interested in that? Hit us up. There's a space for your logo and your love of local sports. Once again, a big thank you to our sports segment sponsor, Back Alley Bowl and Grill, your go-to spot for strikes, steaks, and everything in between. This has been your Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report. See you on the field. Here's your weather check for the area. Starting with Bishop, today, we're seeing sunny skies with afternoon breezes that could flirtily tip over tumbleweed or two. High fire danger. It's hot, 95 degrees, dry and breezy. So think twice before you spark anything this afternoon. Tuesday, expect more of the same dazzling sunshine and sizzling temps peaking up to 98. Then on Wednesday, crank up the heat. We'll hit around 104. Remember, that's not just hot. That's why is it this hot in June hot? Stay hydrated, keep a hat on, maybe keep your parkour from tree to tree, low-key. Over in Mammoth Lakes, we're trading Desert Scorch for Alpine Charm. But still, it's a scorcher by mountain standards. Today, the sun's out with gusty winds and temps topping out at a brisk 72. Those gusts will ruffle your hair and your trail mat, so secure those gear straps tight. Tuesday brings calm and sunny skies as temperatures climb to a lovely 80 Fahrenheit. Perhaps perfect for pedaling, hiking, or just pretending you're a cool breeze in the mountain sunshine. By Wednesday, Mammoth is turning up the dial, lots of sun and warmth reaching 85 midday. If outdoor plans include biking clubs, afternoon golf, or softball in the high country, do it. But folks, that cold morning low in the low to mid 40s is not messing around. Layer up early, strip down midday. Bottom line, Bishop's baking in a three-day sauna with brush fire risks. Skip the campfires and crank the AC. Mammoth swinging from the fresh alpine cool to bike ride beauty by Wednesday. Same advice everywhere. Hydrate, shade up, and respect the elements. Whether it's the desert or the mountains, stay weather-wise, Sierra folks. And keep making the outdoors your home fun. And that's all from us today here at Eastern Sierra Now, where the mountains are tall and the facts are solid and the fudge is hopefully free somewhere. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Great Basin Bakery. Whether you're celebrating with a brownie or plotting your next sandwich, they've got what you need. See what I did there? If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Give us a like and follow us on all socials, Instagram, Facebook, etc. It's the easiest way to stay in the loop without having to scroll through your neighbor's opinion threads. Till next time, stay safe, stay curious, and if you're heading outside, maybe bring water and a snack that isn't fudge. See you out.